This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, May 9th. Well, cattle markets were pretty active last week, but not a lot to show for it as far as progress. We started out getting quite a bit of upside after a weak performance the week prior. We started out strong in the lives and the feeders, but we couldn't hang on to those gains. And live cattle pretty much giving it all back as they were just up 10 cents on the front month June contract. Feeder cattle actually lost just over $3 on the front month contract. So the big surge up kind of petered out and didn't really amount to much. We got into the gaps on feeder cattle on the front months, but could not close them, and then the market turned south. In live cattle, we got up to the gaps in some of the deferred contracts, and they couldn't really amount to much either. They ended up turning south and basically back to the lows that we put in the previous week. So under a fair amount of pressure on the futures markets. In the cash trade, we started out firm, seeing a lot of trade early in the week at around 146 on the Fed trade, which was up 3, and dressed at 232, which was just unchanged. By the end of the week, we had backed off on the live trade, back down to unchanged at 143, and the dress stayed unchanged at 232. Box beef values on Friday were down 74 cents on the choice at 254. Select was down 75 cents at 245. So the spread gained 1 cent at 938. Movement was just 80 loads. For the week, we had choice down $6 and select was down $3. The slaughter rates at 608,000 through Friday, that was down 8,000 from the previous week, but up about 26 from the previous year. The feeder cattle index was up 1 cent. We're sitting at 155.60. So I think in the cattle market, with the stock market under so much pressure, we really had a rough week, last month, and we're not starting out that great this week. We're already down 500 points on the night session. So I think that's going to really start to take a toll on the cattle market. As we head into the summer months, usually you see demand drop off. And we know our numbers are high. Weights have started to increase. The slaughter weights running around, or carcass weights at around 832 pounds, is up 6 from a year ago, and it's up 1 from a week ago. So weights kind of creeping higher, not coming at a good time when you've got inflation high, gas prices are high, a lot of fear about the economy slipping into recession. These are all just negative aspects for the cattle and the beef market in general. So I think that we're going to probably run into more pressure here in the short term. Still looking for some summer lows. Either you get them in June or you get them in August. Either one of those, you can make an argument that it would happen. It just depends probably with how much energy it happens. If you get a big swift move to the downside early, it'll probably be June. If it's just a slow grind down, then it probably stretch out into August. But either one of those kind of coincides with the record numbers we have on feed as of March 1, as of April 1. It's still a couple weeks away before we get a look at what April placements were and what on feed as of May 1 is. But I would think that you still had big placements in April, because that's when you still had so much of your dryness across the southern plains. That said, the dry area is shrinking. It's still pretty intense where it is dry, and that's the far western, central, and southern plains. But the panhandles of Texas, Oklahoma, they've had decent rains. Some, I mean, it's not drought-busting rains, but at least it's enough to get the pastures going and to get something as far as something to feed your animals anyway. In the northern plains, which really accelerated the herd liquidation and so much pressure in the cattle market, they're in a much different situation this year. They've had very good rains, too much, in fact, in a lot of areas, and it's been cool. So that's good for pastures, not so great for getting in the field, but nevertheless, I think you're going to stop your herd reduction in the northern plains at least, and you might even take a look at herd rebuilding if you get a decent hay crop and a good, you know, decent moisture throughout the summer. You know, producers could take a look at that, and that might be the catalyst that starts the herd expansion phase. But for now, I think we've slowed down the herd liquidation, which should slow down the movement of cattle into the feedlots. But we still have a lot of numbers to work through, and I think that's our bigger problem right in front of us, considering the fundamentals of the financial markets. So I still look for cattle to work their way lower into the summer. Feeders might stabilize. They'll probably follow live cattle down initially, but if corn stays under pressure and it doesn't look like we're going to have any weather market in corn, then feeders would probably be the first to turn the corner and start working their way higher. That would just make sense. That's where you're going to feel the effect of herd expansion initially anyway, and the effect of the herd liquidation, because our calf crops have been declining for the last few years. So feeders would be the first to make the overture of entering into the bull market. But I think first you have to see some consistency in the rains across the southern and central plains. And second, you got to get a hay crop. And third, I think that you need to make sure that you get a corn crop. That's far from assured at this point. And you know, if we get in any kind of a weather scare, corn goes sharply higher and feeders are going to go sharply lower. So I think we need to be well into July before we're comfortable with how our corn crop looks, and then that would certainly cast a direction for the feeder cattle market. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.